witch doctor. Give us the magic words.
All right. You go ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, wada-wada-bing-bang.
You are listening to a Spice Escuchando as a Contained Multilingual Affair on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guangdong.
I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He told me
gorgeous morning to you, or morning, no, good afternoon to you, beautiful souls. You are listening to Estais Escuchando Vos Ecutea Multilingual Affair here on CFRU 93.3 FM. And, you know, I love Halloween. I'm contradictory. I know. Mais j'adore cette fête-là parce que je peux me déguiser, c'est ça. Je me suis déguisée comme une diva de los 70, comme avec disco era. That's how I am dressed up today, like a disco diva. Et con l'afro aussi, right? I've got my afro and all that stuff. So yeah, it's a sight to behold. I hope you're doing well. I'm going to give you a bit more of this lovely song as we continue the vibe. On continue la fête comme d'habitude. C'est ça le truc. We've got a lovely store show in store for you, a store in show for you. we've got a melange of quite the mixture of different stuff, but also some Halloween stories, les histoires d'Halloween, un peu de ça pour les enfants ou les enfants au dedans de nous. You know, there's always a child in us, I believe. So, yeah, we're going to do it that way, right? Y para mi gente española, hola, muy buenas a todos, las bellas almas. Puedo tener puntos de vistas contradictorios, me encanta. Halloween. Me encanta el ambiente de disfraces y todo lo relacionado con los niños dulces, cosas así, los bonbones. J'adore les bonbons. Estoy vestida como una diva disco con mi gran cabello afro, sí, sí. Y un gran mezcla de vibraciones de Halloween para ti a través de la música, historias y yo. Yeah, estoy aquí. Hey. It's lovely to be here and beaucoup d'amour para vosotros. Lots of love, un montón d'amour para vous. C'est comme je mélange mon français et espagnol. Música de todo el mundo aquí en un multilingual affair. Y beaucoup d'amour pour vous. La musique entière, multilingual affair. 93,3 CFRU 93.3 FM. At Guelph, Ontario, 93.3 FM and CFRU, the University of Guelph. Such a pleasure to be here. Happy, happy, happy Halloween to all of you. Let's continue the show.
Doctor, I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He told me,
and if them traffic come and tell them stay out of our business.
sur CFRU 93.3 FM. Wow, we've got surprises, as you know. People will walk into the studio because we've got tours and so on. And we've got this lovely, lovely lady in the studio. Just put her mic on. Can you say hi?
We
just
do a
sound check just to make sure we've got her mic on.
Yes, hopefully this all sounds good.
Yeah. That's it. We finally got her mic. So, yeah. Okay. Well, just introduce yourself for me, darling. How about you do that? Yeah.
My name is Adisha. I'm the marketing outreach director here at
CSRU. All right. So, I hope we can all hear that. Let's try that again. Repeat that.
My name is Adisha. I'm the marketing and outreach director here at CFRU.
Perfect. Now we know what's up. She's on, ladies and gentlemen. On a un invité très spécial aujourd'hui. C'est la directrice de marketing ici, à la directrice, on devrait dire, ici avec nous. J'aimerais bien poser une question à elle, juste pour Halloween. Je sais pas, je m'improvise beaucoup. C'est le truc. Tenemos una invitada muy especial. Es la directora de marketing aquí. En la estación de la radio, y por eso yo tengo alguna pregunta para ella. No, nada tan serio. Yo soy una cosa para disfrutar y todo eso. Bueno, so I was just saying, like, I'm going to ask you a question, right? Like, any question. Halloween, do you celebrate it?
I do my best. I'm not great when it comes to dressing up, but I love candy. And I love walking around the neighborhood and seeing all the kids dress up.
Yeah.
And seeing all the parents that are just hanging out and, like, just having a good time and just chatting with each other for the reason of just doing it.
This is exactly my thing, too. It's like the child in us, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's exactly what I was saying. Now, have you done the dress-up bit for you? And can you recall, like, a Halloween that was perhaps special to you?
Oh, you know, one of the last years that I did dress up, I actually handed out candy, and I had a very, like, it was a last minute ghoul costume. So I had the mask on. I was in, like, a whole black cape, and I sat on a chair on the porch with the bowl of candy beside me. Uh-huh. And when kids would come up, I would just lean towards them very slowly so that they didn't know. They didn't know if I was just a real person or if I was just...
Oh, that is so cool. Did they not scream and go crazy?
Some of the little ones were absolutely petrified and they needed their parents to come up with them. And I was like, don't worry, it's fine.
Oh my gosh. It's like, it's just me. I just want to give you candy
bars. Yeah, but I want to give you a little spook as well. The young boys definitely were like, go.
They were pushing.
Yeah.
Of course. What's up with that, boys? That's the thing. I've never really celebrated because I'm Jamaican, right? And we've got, I don't think it's a norm for us in terms of cultural stuff. But when I came to Canada, which is, you know, many moons ago, I'll say, because I did come here when I was a kid, it was definitely an eye-opener. And I think that's it, when I am able to just dress up or do something silly. But you know what? I've never really done the trick-or-treating part of it, where I give out the candies. I shouldn't say never really, but I can't recall a time that was the kids came knocking at my door. Yeah, I never done it.
We got there eventually.
Yeah, that doesn't happen. So what is it that makes you feel motivated? Because I'm all about inspiration, because I don't want to keep you long. I know you're a busy lady.
Oh, don't worry about it.
I have had so much fun having you. What keeps you motivated when you are down?
When I'm down?
Yeah.
Just in general?
Yeah, if you're down, and what would you use as a picker-upper? Because I always believe that we should find something to elevate us. Mm-hmm. And my last inspirational word was be the light in your darkness.
Mm.
Right? Because not everybody has someone to pick them up or pull them through that darkness.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I question certain things. And I'm like, well, what would be your motivation when you are in dire need of something?
Oh, I think... sometimes you might just have to think like how far you've come. It's really easy, I think, to feel like you're kind of stuck sometimes. And especially if you're in a dark place where you're like, there's no point. Like, this was kind of, I did my best. It obviously didn't work or something like that. But then it's always really nice to just sit and reflect about what you do have and what you have accomplished. Because everyone has accomplished something that the, you know, 10-year-old them thought was amazing.
Yeah.
Even if you, you know, yeah, can go to the grocery store and buy yourself like a cereal that you didn't used to have as a kid, that's mm-hmm. in and of itself is an accomplishment. We're all growing and we're all able to do things and we're all, I just remember that, you know, 10-year-old Disha is very proud of me today.
Oh, did you do that? You went into your childhood self, you hugged, kissed, and all that stuff and say,
yes,
girl, you were such a heroine. And oh yeah, we need the channel trauma meditation is what I believe it's called. Mm. I did it about, I don't know, several times. And I love that you said the 10-year, I say the 8-year-old, whichever year old that struck best, right? Mm. There's really no limit on it. And I'm so proud you say that you say the 10-year-old, specifically that year.
Yeah.
Why would you do that year? Do you have an idea as to why?
I feel like 10 is the age that I absolutely remember. Because it's a big year.
Yeah.
When you, I especially remember being in school and like celebrating my birthday and thinking, I'm in double digits now.
Ooh.
Don't even worry about it. I'm in double digits.
Big girl things. Just like double digits.
And as a January baby, I'm like, I'm one of the first to be in these double digits.
Oh, yeah,
don't
yeah.
worry about it.
January baby too. That's like the zero before the one.
Exactly.
So. I say zero problems. Let's get some music on the go and give a Disha.
Yes.
A Disha little break, all right, and see if she wants to stick around with me. I can be fun, you know. All right, lovey. You've got some Chris Brown in the house with Kiss Kiss. Let it rip.
Yeah. You are listening to Estáis escuchando desde Cuté, a multilingual affair, AMA with Takis.
Es fuego. Story auf privat, du kennst das Spiel. Damit dein Ex nix sieht, touch ich leise dein Ego. Baby, hol dich ab in dem Limbo G. Auf dem Weg Richtung Penthouse Suite. Shawty, du bist
Fuego, mein Baby, so heiß dein Fee. Spiegelt sich in dem Eis meines Weißweins. Ich geb dir Komplimente, wenn du einsteigst. Glamour, Rock'n'Roll und Sex wird zum Lifestyle. Ey. Baby, du hast es verdient, kein Princess Treatment, denn ich seh dich wie ne Queen. Ey. Die ganze City kennt dich, denn du bist beliebt. Wow. Selbst mein DJ sagt, pump the replay.
Baby, steig ein. Ey.
Das ist so korrekt zu dir, bei mir, aber dann musst du altern. Ey, ey, ja, du wirst nicht allein sein. Ja, ich sorge dafür, dass du alles bekommst, du bist mein Teil. Du bist mein Teil.
Shawty, du bist fuego.
Salud, salud, salud. Ay, ¿cómo estamos? Estamos bien. Espero que sí. Bueno, tenemos más invitados en la en el estudio, pero es por supuesto, es que la gente que viene, me gusta la gente que viene. ¡Dale! We've got more people in the studio, actually. So welcome to everyone once again. You are listening to Estáis Escuchando Blues Ecute, a Multilingual Affair here on CFRU 93.3 FM with Takis, con Avec, with Takis. Lady who wears many wraps and colorful ones at that, except for today, I've got a mad-ass afro in the house. This afro thing going on. Oh, the ladies are on, so let's just have a talk. We've got a third invité spécial. Alors, on va parler un peu plus, well, maintenant, on parle un peu plus, maintenant, avec une autre personne qui est venue pour nous parler. Alors, est-ce que vous pouvez nous présenter, s'il vous plaît? Could you introduce yourself to us? Let's see if the microphone's working.
Yes, so I'm Jenny. I'm CFRU's volunteer and mobile studio coordinator. And I was CFRBU, which we're coming to the end of today, was an event I started. I can't remember how many we had. The last one was in 2019 before the pandemic.
Oh, wow.
We had at least two before, like 2019 and 2018. I can't remember if it went all the way back to 2017 or not.
Right.
But yeah, this was really fun for me because as volunteer coordinator, to have a sort of doors open, free candy, as many spaces as possible open for people to poke their head in and see what's actually happening. And it was so nice to see that.
Beautiful. You had a band and all that too, mm-hmm. live. And
there were three different acts today that performed. Yeah.
I think it's marvelous. And thank you. We should say a huge thank you to all the lovely people who work here and also the volunteers. Without them, we couldn't be having this marvelous thing, right? And so it's a pleasure. What made you decide to come do this here at the station?
I think the first year, I'm sure it would have just been like, you know, something along the lines of somebody being like, you should probably sometime in the fall have some sort of volunteer appreciation, like some little light gathering up at the station. So right now we have Amara, who is our campus outreach assistant, who is incredible. And I think when we didn't have somebody in that role, we had to sort of more make a collective effort across staff to try to think of things to just kind of grab the attention of random students. Right. So it's sort of like we have all the volunteer opportunities for students, but to just every once in a while do a blast to try to just intrigue like students to just wander up. And so, it was free candy. It was like, it's Halloween, so let's just do spooky radio and free candy, and maybe free candy will be the reason some people come up to the space that have never been here before. So I think it was probably that simple, but then it was so fun, especially when the green screen got up and running and we could do spooky backdrops, and that just made it like even more fun. And I think people are scared to come up sometimes when things are happening because they think they're going to be in the way. And
right, and it's just lovely. I love to see people walking through and going back and forth and doing just curiosity. I love to have people in the studio live, actually. It's been so long being in the studio live. Because as I mentioned, I was at in Montreal and moving away from Montreal and having to send all these, you know, pre-tapes and so on. And just, you know, the diversity, the sporadic nature of it, the wonderful work that you do. So it's a pleasure to just to say, yay, yay, you're in the house. You're doing a great job. Merci beaucoup. Muchas gracias. We have somebody here like this is what are your outfits, first of all, lovies? Like, because they are and they've got their outfits on. Please introduce yourself and tell us who are you in disguise as well.
My name is Amara Shepherd. I'm the campus outreach assistant for CFRU this year. I hope this year, at least for the semester. I'm currently wearing some horns, I think, that are like reminiscent of Maleficent. I was kind of going for like, I saw them and I thought of the Jacob sheep, if you've seen them before, but they're, I don't know. I was like,
dope as hell.
Some like things. I was like, yeah, some like vaguely pagan symbology and symbolism. We can kind of move on from there.
That's
and,
fine. We're open to receiving. You won't get that judgment.
I can wear whatever and I can move on with my day. And it was like $20. So.
Yeah, it looks dope.
So that's what I'm dressed as. Thank you. I love your outfit, by the way.
Oh, thank
so
you.
Fun. Oh, my goodness. I mean, you just had that lying around, I imagine.
No, I would have got it like for really cheap yesterday. Nice. I'm a last minute type of girl. I won't lie. I was like, can I get a discount on this? She's like, this is New Year's mode, so if it were last year's, maybe. I'm like, all right, I'll take it. Because I would have taken last year's 10 years ago mode anyway, yeah, right? Yeah. But it was, yeah, it's fun. But this, the afro is definitely a thing that I've had for a while. I've had photo shoots and this and so on. And people actually goes, love your hair, not mine.
Store-bought is just as good.
Right. I'm a dreadlock woman, as most people will know. But prior to that, my hair was curly and so on. I just didn't have the afro going way out there. What about you? What are you dressed at? Let's go back to the lovely Odisha as well. She's still in the house, right? And she's got something on her head.
I have a squid on my head.
A squid on your
head. A bright green squid on my head.
Yeah. At least we are dressed for the part where we're doing something.
Well, what's so funny about the squid head is just I have a purple identical squid head in my car right now. Uh-huh. And I got a ride to the station today and I debated grabbing it. I was like, in case there's a staff person that didn't bring a costume. And then I decided, I'm like, no, you know, like, that's up to them if they want to dress up or not. Then I come up and like Odisha shows up as a green version of the same thing. It was so good. So that's I only dope. Wish I'd brought it so we could have matched temporarily.
Oh, twinsies.
Twinsies. Maybe next year. Who knows?
But I'm a radio, like a boombox, but the wildest part, if you look closely, I got this on Facebook Marketplace, but then when I bought it, it's tuned to 93.3 FM.
Get out!
For real. Oh, yeah.
See, that's just what was needed. Your spirit took you there, and yeah, we done know. Let's get some vibes, some songs. Thank you, lovies. I want to say a huge thank you. Muchas gracias. Merci. And do you speak another language?
Sí, yo voy a hablar un poco de español también.
Por eso.
Muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias. ¿Has visto cómo ha cambiado la voz? Come on. Did you notice how our voice changed?
It did.
Yeah. Es como más. Como un poquito de más. Sí. Well, a mí me encanta porque cuando yo hablo normalmente es como. Y después de cantar es like, hello. And people are like, T, but you've got this like nasally voice. I get you, girl. Well, dinos algo en español para saludar a la gente si quieres. Por eso me gusta mucho cuando hablamos en más mucho idioma, ¿sabes?
Bueno, no puedo hablar, no puedo decir mucho, pero ojalá que
hola, ¿qué hay? ¿Qué pasa? ¿Y todo eso? No pasa
sí,
nada,
sí,
mi
que,
amor.
Sí, que disfrutan la música que viene.
Merci beaucoup. She said she likes all music, you know. I said, girl. And I know some can chat some part with too. I said, what do we do now? We have Jamaican things and all sorts of things going on. I want to say a huge thank you once again. Muchas gracias a todos para estar aquí. Merci beaucoup d'être ici. Pour vous, vous êtes incroyable. Super belle. Belle femme. On a the belle femme ici à CFRU. We have beautiful ladies. Muy guapas. That works here and volunteers here. Thank you, ladies. Can we get a boo hoo hoo? All right, we're out.
En el castillo de un gran científico, genio inteligente, creará un magnífico monstruo, un monstruo que lo defenderá y protegerá.
Con todos estos cables y la electricidad, crearé un monstruo que me defenderá. Será fuerte. nada temerá. Ya lo conocerán.
Hola papá, qué bueno conocerte. Ahora seré tu hijo. Quiero cumplir un gran deseo. Quiero tener amigos.
¿Amigos? Pero hijo, aquí en el castillo no hay nadie. Solo tú y yo en todo este valle. Si quieres conocer a alguien más, tendrás que salir del mundo, caminar. ¡Ya!
El monstruo quería tener amigos. Se fue del castillo y dejó a su padre. Tener amigos es su único objetivo. Comenzó a visitar lugares. Los pollitos dicen pío, pío, pío. La mamá gallina les ofrece abrigo.
Hola, buenos días. Espero estén muy bien. Quiero ser su amigo, los quiero conocer. No se vayan, no se vayan, no me dejen solo. No están los pollitos, se fueron todos.
Pero Bingo jugaba solo y no esperaba que llegara el monstruo.
Hola, buenos días, espero estés muy bien. Quiero ser tu amigo, te quiero conocer. No te vayas, no te vayas, quédate conmigo. Se fue el perro Bingo, no quiere ser mi amigo.
El monstruo se metió en el bosque a buscar amigos. Y estaba el lobo feroz entre árboles escondido. El lobo feroz se acercó por detrás, pensando que era una persona más.
¡Un monstruo! ¡No!
Espera, espera. Quiero ser tu amigo. Espera, espera. No te vayas.
El monstruo se fue a la orilla del lago, cansado de tanto rechazo. Mirando su rostro reflejado en el agua, pensó que era fea su cara. Pero una mano con una flor le dijo:
¡Hola! ¿Cómo estás?
¡Hola! ¿Tú quién eres?
¡Soy la Caperucita Roja!
No puedes juzgar por las apariencias, hay que respetar a la gente. Y así, el monstruo y la Caperucita se hicieron amigos por siempre.
You are listening to Stice Escuchando Musicute, a multilingual affair. I'm a move to keys.
To say something before we continue on this song, because I did a performance some time back after having a hiatus at this lovely transcendental community, and I met this beautiful souls. I met many beautiful souls there, and Balise is just one of those, and we've kept in touch, and she's just released her song a few months ago that's called Mona Lisa, and it's just dope. This song is so dope, so I want you to go out and support her. Es una amiga, ¿no? Es una amiga que conocí cuando yo tuve un espectáculo hace meses para el verano, creo. Y se puso el violín. Acabo de lanzar una canción que se llama Mona Lisa, es por lo que estáis escuchando ahora mismo. C'est une amie que j'ai connue quand j'ai eu un spectacle. Ça fait comme quelques mois. Pendant l'été. Et c'est pour ça que j'aimerais bien que vous allez acheter la musique de Balissi qui s'appelle Mona Lisa.
This is the story of Grandpa's visit. Don't turn out the lights. It was time for bed, and after Emily's mom said goodnight, she told Emily that her grandpa might stop by. Emily said goodnight and quickly fell asleep. A little while later, Emily woke up when she heard footsteps in the hallway that stopped at her door. She looked over and saw a shadow of someone's feet. "Hello," she said. But no one answered. Emily thought it was strange that the person just walked away. But she tried to put it out of her mind, and she rolled over and went back to sleep. But later in the night, she was woken up again by the footsteps in the hall. By this time, she was starting to get nervous. She tried to calm herself down and tell herself that it was probably just her mom. She called out again, "Hello?" But no one responded. "Hello?" she yelled in desperation. The door slowly creaked open. Someone was standing there. They stepped into the room, but it was too dark to tell who it was. Finally, Emily could see that it was her grandpa. He smiled, and Emily sighed a big sigh of relief. "I wanted to come visit you before I have to leave," her grandpa said. Emily said she was so glad he did. "I want you to have this," Grandpa said. Then he handed Emily an old photo. "Thank you, Grandpa. You and Grandma look so happy." "It's late now. I have to go," Grandpa said. Emily happily fell back fast asleep. The next morning, Emily's mom came into her room. "Emily, your grandpa... Oh, look what he gave me!" "Where did you get that?" Emily's mom asked, her voice shaking with fear. "When Grandpa was here last night. He came in and said goodbye." For a moment, Emily's mom couldn't speak. Finally, she said, "Your grandpa didn't come over. He passed away suddenly last night. And this picture?" Emily's mom said, "We buried this picture with Grandma when she passed away last year. It was the only copy we had."
Yo, Kishina, Mr. Vegas, I got there in your tone, and you know, say, yeah, it's all about November 18. We are going to load it up, we are going to turn it up, me and the dancer, them are come through, come mash it up. November 18, you know, no one miss this. You see, if you want to get a real party, November 18, we could turn it up loud. Hello, see blessing. Na 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 na. Broke it up, you don't know. November 18, brought to you by who? You know, say, a DJ Vibe event, so you can't miss the one that I want to load, November 18. Don't miss it. You miss this, you miss everything.
Yes, I just the blessing. I just the blessing. Father God blessing. One more blessing.
I just the blessing.
I just the blessing. Them can't stop me. I am blessed. Try stop.
up, me fly past them straight. One of them a wicked, so what them in a rate. You know them one box the little food from me plate. But I got over devil a hell with them straight.
I am blessed, I am blessed. Every day of my life I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning and I lay my head to rest. Every day of my life I am blessed.
God bless me up, in watch over me. So when the wicked rise, judgment feed them. For 10 years, me I make it. Someday I had to sit down, but me a tour. Hands up from you, now bow stand. Well, I make me big up, me friend them. Live up your rhythm, it have a prayer. Irish and chin, no worry, everything straight. See?
I am blessed, I am blessed. Every day of my life, I am blessed.
Yes, I, giving thanks every day of your life, because when you're blessed, you're never stressed. You don't know. And even if you're stressed, it's a little less. I just made that up, you know, because the vibes are so good. Vegas is coming to town, ladies and gentlemen. Not maybe here, but we do know DJ, I am DJ Vibes, used to volunteer at the station, and I'm putting in the work a little bit to support. He's putting on this amazing show in Kitchener, and Mr. Vegas has got so many hits. But not only that, he's an amazing entertainer, and he's bringing his dancers and the whole vibe from Jamaica. So please go out and support. I've got some tickets info for you for discounts. You can always reach out to tikis99@gmail.com, or you can find me on Facebook or Instagram. Just find me, Google Tikis, you can find me. Vous pouvez me trouver facilement. Yeah,
I wake up in the morning and I lay my head to rest. Every day of my life I am blessed.
Soda, 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 yeah. Soda, 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 yeah. Them sell out like my shows, them. New money bring a new of them. Them fake but I come round me. Acting like them want the best for me. Straight truth I speak, but I don't snitch, I can hold my beak. I'm so real, me no need ID. Some girl don't got no loyalty. Don't chat, if you violate, you we hear gunshots. I'm the type to smile even in a mugshot. Can't trust people easily. Friends turn enemies, pussy day. Sold out, sold out, sold out, yeah. Sold out, sold out, sold out, yeah. Them we honor you, acting like a fan of you. Not a limit where them would go to damage you. Them forget all the times that you help them. Careful how you pick your friend them. No blessings overflow because me have a clean heart. The one them we switch up never real from start. From your jump ship you can't go ever come back. Betray my trust dead to me my damn talk. If you violate you we hear gunshots. I'm the type to smile even in a mugshot. Can't trust people easily. Friends turn enemies, fuck a day. Sold out, sold out, sold out, yeah. Sold out, sold out, sold out, yeah.
J'avais 10 ans quand j'ai vécu l'expérience la plus terrifiante de ma vie. C'était la nuit d'Halloween, et j'étais avec mes amis, déguisés en fantômes, en sorcières et en vampires. Nous allions de maison en maison, réclamant des bonbons et des friandises. Nous étions arrivés dans une rue sombre et calme, bordée de vieilles maisons aux façades décrépites. L'atmosphère était pesante, et j'avais un mauvais pressentiment. Mais mes amis étaient excités, et ils me poussaient à aller plus loin. Nous nous sommes arrêtés devant une maison particulièrement lugubre. Elle était abandonnée depuis des années, et les fenêtres étaient couvertes de planches. Mais la porte d'entrée était ouverte. « Osons-nous ?» a demandé l'un de mes amis. J'ai hésité, mais j'ai fini par accepter. Nous avons tous franchi le seuil de la maison, et nous nous sommes retrouvés dans un couloir sombre et poussiéreux. Nous avons avancé lentement, à tâtons, car il n'y avait pas d'électricité. Nous entendions nos propres pas résonner dans le silence. Soudain, nous avons entendu un bruit étrange. Cela venait de la pièce au bout du couloir. Nous nous sommes arrêtés, le cœur battant la chamade. Qu'est-ce que c'était ? A demandé l'un de mes amis. Je ne sais pas, ai-je répondu. Mais je n'aime pas ça. Nous avons décidé de faire demi-tour, mais avant que nous ayons pu le faire, la porte au bout du couloir s'est ouverte lentement. Nous avons tous reculé, terrifiés. Dans l'embrasure de la porte se tenait une silhouette. Elle était grande et mince, et elle était vêtue d'une longue robe noire. Son visage était caché dans l'ombre. « Qui es-tu ? » a demandé l'un de mes amis, la voix tremblante. La silhouette n'a pas répondu. Elle est restée immobile, silencieuse. Nous avons commencé à nous sentir mal à l'aise. Nous avons décidé de fuir, mais avant que nous ayons pu le faire, la silhouette s'est mise à avancer. Nous avons tous couru, mais la silhouette était plus rapide. Elle nous a rattrapés et nous a encerclés. Nous étions pris au piège. La silhouette a levé les mains, et nous avons vu qu'elle tenait un couteau dans chaque main. Nous avons crié de terreur, mais la silhouette n'a pas prêté attention à nos cris. Elle a commencé à s'approcher de nous, lentement. J'ai fermé les yeux et j'ai attendu la mort. Mais la mort n'est pas venue. Quand j'ai ouvert les yeux, la silhouette avait disparu. Nous étions seuls dans le couloir sombre. Nous avons tous couru vers la porte d'entrée et nous nous sommes enfuis sans nous retourner. Nous avons couru jusqu'à chez mes parents et nous leur avons raconté ce qui s'était passé. Mais ils ne nous ont pas cru. Ils ont dit que nous avions dû imaginer tout ça. Mais moi, je sais ce que j'ai vu. Et je sais que cette nuit d'Halloween, j'ai échappé de justesse à la mort.
The time has arrived for me to say see you later. It's truly been a pleasure, and to have such marvelous people walk in, Nadisha and Amy, and just, if I forget your name, my apologies, my Spanish girl. That's what I'm calling you, my Spanish girl or my Spanish lady. Que habla conmigo en español hoy, ha sido un placer. So it's truly been a pleasure, and a pleasure to all of you who tuned in to my madness. I just want to give you this note, please don't hesitate to be kind to yourselves, right? I always say be kinder, I keep saying that, but remember to be kind to yourself so that in return you can be kinder to others. N'oubliez pas d'être plus gentil avec vous-même afin de pouvoir être plus gentil avec les autres en retour. Recuerda ser más amable contigo mismo para que a cambio puedas ser más amable con los demás. All right? So please take care of yourselves and take care of each other. Yeah, Madonna talk. You know, we had some great stories. El monstruo amistoso. We had a friendly monster who wanted to make friends and he ended up making friends with Caparcita is a little red riding hood, le chaperon rouge. And then we had the French version of another one wherein they visited a haunted house, and when they got home, no one believed that they saw the ghosts. But, you know, Halloween vibes, right? So here on CFRU 93.3 FM, just be good to myself, yeah, all right? Come, I'm done talking, I'm done chatting, I'm going to put on some pat on already, you know? All right, with Con Avec Tequis here on CFRU. Love you all. Please be good to yourself. Je vous aime. Os quiero mucho. All right? Take care of yourselves, beautiful souls. All right. Ciao.
Sweet time.